Unit 1. Exercises 24 and 30.
Hi, I'm Tracy Jones. Would you have some time to answer a few questions? I really want to find out more about the Royal Flying Doctor Service. I'd like to write an article about it for our school magazine.
Yeah, come in.
Well, I wonder how it all began. Can you tell me something about the beginnings of the service?
Of course. It all started in 1928 with a single base in Queensland. But in the 1930s and 40s, more and more bases were founded so that the flying doctors could offer their service in the whole of the outback. Today we've got 61 planes on 21 starting and landing bases throughout the country.
How many people depend on your service?
Well, about 270,000 people have no doctor to go to, so they call us. We provide medical care for an area of almost 7 million square kilometres. That's nearly the size of the USA.
That's amazing. How many people call you every day?
In 2012, we had 750 phone calls daily on average. However, we did not fly to all of them.
What kind of help did you give them?
It's mostly about calming people down. Often, someone has been hurt and people are afraid that it might get serious. So we ask them a lot of questions, trying to find out whether they could care for the patients themselves. Very often, they simply need someone who tells them what to do.
But how do they get the necessary medicine?
On isolated farms, the flying doctors have put up boxes with medicines. Over the phone, we can tell people what to take.
And how often do you actually fly out into the middle of nowhere?
Last year, we had 112 flights every day, adding up to more than 40,000 flights a year. We start our planes when we actually need to bring people from the outback to a hospital.
If there is an emergency, how long does it take the flying doctors to get there?
It usually doesn't take more than 2 hours. In most cases, we are there within an hour.
For how long have you been working for the flying doctors?
I have been working here for about 9 years now. It is quite interesting. Every day is different. You don't know what's going to come up next.
Thank you for your time.
No problem.